This podcast is a 3D audio production, so watch out as sounds may seem to come from beside you or behind you. For the best listening experience, please use headphones.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Piura stands as a miraculous green haven. Piura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Piura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Piura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. The days might be feeling longer now that the sun is setting later, but that unfortunately does not mean that I actually have more time in the day. And that's why I love Factor's ready-to-eat meals. They make it so easy to eat stress-free this spring with their fresh, never-frozen, chef-crafted meals that are ready to eat in just 2 minutes in the microwave. And these are no ordinary microwave meals, let me tell you. They have truly delicious options. I just had this loaded bacon, chicken, and spinach meal that was so tasty. And you can even try meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, broccolini. My mouth's just watering thinking about it. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up, so it kind of does feel like you're adding some time back to your day. If you'd like to try it out for yourself, head to factormeals.com/orphanblack50 and use code orphanblack50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's code orphanblack50 at factormeals.com/orphanblack50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hey, Clone Club. This is Marco Palmieri, producer of Realm's Orphan Black, The Next Chapter. We're a little over halfway through Season 2, and I hope you've been enjoying the continuation of the Sestra's saga as much as I have. Thank you all so much for supporting our podcast. We'll be back with the next episode on February 11th, but in the meantime, we wanted to share a sneak peek of a special bonus episode with you. One of the benefits of subscribing to Realm Plus on Apple Podcasts is special access to full bonus episodes like this one, along with ad-free listening and early access. We hope you enjoy this sneak peek of our recent conversation with Donnie himself, Christian Bruhn.
Hello.
How's it going?
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Thanks so much for doing this. Everyone's really excited, as you can probably see in the comments. I was just letting everybody know because I'm kind of shocked that so many people still don't even know the next chapter is a thing.
Yeah.
So I was just like, every day somebody's just like, wait, what's this thing? So I was just reminding everyone that it exists. And if they want to listen to it, anywhere they get podcasts, they can find it. And also on realm.fm. So I wanted to know, like, when you heard about the next chapter and, like, what your thoughts were on the show continuing in this audio format.
Are you talking about season one or season two?
Season one. When did you hear about, like, the thing in general?
I can't remember where I was when I heard about it, but I was super pumped to see that the story was going to continue in some way. And Helly, who's one of the writers, Helly Kennedy, is a good friend of mine, so I was excited that she was working on it. And I was excited, and I was hoping that we would get to, like, jump in and do some voices. But then when I saw it was all Tad, I was like, oh man, I guess that's it for us. But when I found out about season two and how they wanted to use a couple of us and get our voices in there, I was thrilled. I was like, hell yeah, let's do this.
Did you listen to Tatiana doing your voice?
I did not listen to her doing my voice. it was, I listened to a bit of the, of season one, and it was just so, because Tat is a very good friend of mine, and it was just so weird to listen to her all the time. I think it's a different experience for fans because, I mean, who else, you know, everybody wants more Tat in their life, but I see her all the time. So it was like just really such a strange experience for me to hear her doing all the voices and doing everybody, but I didn't get a chance to listen to her do me. And also I wouldn't want that to affect my performance. You know, what if she does me better than I do? And I have an existential crisis as an actor. I'll never be able to act again. I'll just be trying to do Tatiana doing me. I mean, that's an award-winning actor doing me. I can't do myself that well. So yeah, it would just blow my mind too much.
It's true. Just like all your roles go to Tatiana playing you now.
Exactly. Exactly. Which is great because maybe I'll win an award or something down the road, but only if she's playing me.
So when you found out you were going to come back and play Donnie again, what's like your favorite thing about Donnie that you're excited about?
I mean, he's kind of a lovable goofball. I knew there was going to be some situations that were going to get him into hot water with Allison or in general. That's always the case. So I was just kind of looking forward to whatever hijinks they were going to throw at Donnie. And I love being a part of that. I mean, his life can very easily get so messy. And everything was like perfectly in order in Donnie and Allison's life until they found out that Allison was a clone. And then from there on forward, it's just been anything goes. So at the end of the series, the TV series, you know, things were kind of nicely, neatly wrapped up. But the real world isn't that easy, obviously. And as we see in the podcast, you know, things get really complicated with hundreds of clones out there and all those opinions. I just knew that there's going to be some crazy situations going on for Donnie and Allison. And I just really looked forward to reliving all that stuff because it's one of the most fun roles I've ever played because I've got to do just be the character. Donnie is just an average schmo. He's an everyday guy thrown into extraordinary circumstances. And I think it's really fun to watch regular people go through such insane happenstance.
Yeah. How do you feel like Donnie and Allison's relationship has changed, like from the very beginning through like this season of the podcast?
Or are you talking about like from
the beginning of the show, like when we first met?
Wow. Oh, wow. So much. I mean, they had like a very simple, normal, quote unquote, normal, boring life, suburbs. And all of a sudden they realized that they were part of a community that was way more complex and interesting and greater than they had ever encountered before. So I think as a couple, navigating through these huge life changes that they were encountering as individuals and as a family and as a couple, and watching all the ups and downs that came in their relationship, I think that's all. But, and you'll see that as well in this second of the podcast. You know, their relationship gets tested a few times, and I think that's all very normal. Like I actually really enjoy watching a couple navigate through life like that, and they have grown so much as a couple, and they've grown so much as individuals. They have met and gotten to know people that they would never ever meet in their regular life, and it has made them better for it and also closer for it.
It's always a joy to spend time listening to Christian reminisce about Orphan Black. Hear the full conversation, plus get other benefits like ad-free listening and early access when you join Realm Plus on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening, Clone Club.